This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Did you know that the United States government tracks Santa? With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, tracks the big man himself as he flies across the globe. The tradition began 69 years ago as a fortunate mistake when a misprinted phone number in a Colorado newspaper connected a little girl to a NORAD colonel. Rather than turning her away, they shared Santa's location, sparking an annual event that now delights millions worldwide. You can follow Jolly Old St. Nick's progress on Christmas Eve at www.noradsanta.org. And over 1,000 volunteers are answering calls at 877-HINORAD. They're updating families on Santa's whereabouts. The same tools NORAD uses to protect the skies, such as satellite systems that detect missile heat signatures, are repurposed to spot Rudolph's glowing red nose. This advanced technology ensures Santa's journey is precisely tracked as he travels across 24 time zones.
Again, you can call 877-HI-NORAD. A man was arrested and is accused of crashing a vehicle into a building in Viroqua on Sunday. According to the Viroqua Police Department, a small vehicle had been seen driving into the front of the Smoke World Vape on Viroqua's Main Street at 3 a.m. Sunday. The vehicle was caught on camera and then was spotted on Highway 14 north of Viroqua after the break-in. The 49-year-old man driving the vehicle was arrested by Westby Police and was recommended for charges of burglary and criminal damage to property. A woman has been arrested as the lone suspect in a pair of Jackson County bank robberies. According to the Sheriff's Office in Jackson County, the 26-year-old Medford woman stole from the Jackson County Bank Motor Branch in Black River Falls in 2018 and the Jackson County Bank in Alma Center in 2019. The woman was taken into custody in Taylor County earlier this month. Online court records show the woman is charged with two counts of robbery of a financial institution, which are both felonies. It's the holidays, which means that scammers are out in force. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was the estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin.
You can find more scam prevention tips on the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau website. Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team, in the sense of I get everybody energized, I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it was maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Francis Ford Coppola is a 5-time Oscar-winning filmmaker. He's also a survivor of polio. The 85-year-old director shared his experience with the disease during an interview with Deadline, warning people about the skepticism for polio vaccines expressed by Trump's incoming Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy. The Godfather creator says it was his father who saved his life when he contracted polio at a young age and actually lost the use of his legs for 10 days. Coppola's father refused to believe that his son should stay bedridden while dealing with the illness, which was the common belief of how to combat polio at the time. Instead, Carmine Coppola sought a second opinion and found a different approach that suggested mild exercise for those that contracted the disease. Francis Ford praised the vaccine, which came along a couple years later, and says he has never forgotten memories of children in iron lungs calling for their parents. Interesting. Side note, Coppola's father was a composer who created music for many of his son's award-winning films. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a little patchy fog in a few spots this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more patchy fog, and it could be frosty too. Our low in the 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy for Christmas Day with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.